Please join me in prayer. Heavenly Father, today we are beginning to remember the journey your Son, the Beloved One, made to Jerusalem. Be with us and guide our Lenten journey, that through it we may become closer to you. Amen. Amen. I was thinking also about temptations that, first of all, that Jesus faced, and then also you have to realize, we all have to realize that we have different things that tempt us. Now, I'm not at all tempted to watch a football game. But, and those of you that know my husband will believe this, he can be totally entranced and oblivious to anything happening around him if he happens to see a football game. This is true even if it's between two teams that he's never heard of and he does not care about. Another couple told us about a more extreme example of this a few years ago. The wife was cooking and the husband was watching, of course, a football game. And she was baking an apple pie, which happened to cook over in the oven and then ignite. She put the fire out and then she remarked to her husband, "Here I am putting out fires and you don't even know it." There was a long pause. And then he came to and said, "Fire, fire, where?" That could easily happen at our house too. Now, to be totally fair, I have to admit I could be perfectly happy wandering in a craft store where Kurt is as totally bored as I am with football. If I happen to ask him to stop and pick up something for a church project, he will try to do that. But I'm never quite certain what he will bring home and how I'll have to adapt a craft to use what he brings home. And we're all in our family hopeless in bookstores. One of us has to watch the time or we'll never get anything else done. What tempts each of us may differ, but we all face temptations throughout our life. Now in the gospel reading for today, Jesus faced three temptations. These temptations occurred right after his baptism when Jesus was full of the Holy Spirit and was led by the Spirit into the desert for 40 days. During those 40 days, Jesus did not eat anything, so naturally he was hungry. Jesus was fully God and fully man, so he experienced all the physical feelings we experience. In the 40 days time reminds us of the 40 years that the people of God wandered in the wilderness after being led out of slavery in Egypt. Even though they'd been slaves in Egypt and were brought out of slavery by God, by the second month they were in the wilderness, they were complaining. "If only we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. For you have brought us out of this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger. Oh, poor us." God provided them with manna, but frequently throughout the Exodus, they would look back to life in Egypt as slaves as being better than their life was in the wilderness. In this temptation, the devil came to Jesus and challenged Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, tell this stone to become bread." Biblical scholars say that this phrase could better be translated as, "If you are the Son of God, and you are, tell this stone to become bread." That type of challenge seems harmless. There's nothing wrong with bread. And the challenge would also show them that Jesus is who Jesus says he is. But if Jesus had agreed to meet the devil's challenge, then Jesus would have proven that he was responding to the devil and doing what the devil wanted him to do. Jesus' response, "Man does not live by bread alone," comes from Deuteronomy, where we hear, that that every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord, man does not live by bread, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of the Lord. Physical hunger is one thing, but spiritual hunger, such as Jesus spoke about, can only be satisfied with the word of God. The second temptation occurred when Jesus took, when the Satan took Jesus to a high mountain to show him the kingdoms of the world. Satan challenged Jesus, "If you worship me, it will all be yours." Satan is not bound by truth. As we see in this episode, because Satan was offering the kingdoms of God to the creator of the world. In effect, Satan was offering to make Jesus the ruler of the known world, the Roman Empire. Jesus had the opportunity to become the new Caesar, a ruler like King David, and gain the fame and allegiance that many people desire. Jesus does not want our forced allegiance, but he does want our love that is freely given, not commanded, as it would be by worldly rulers. Satan is claiming that he is in control of the countries and the rulers of the world. Jesus' response to Satan was again to quote from Deuteronomy, "The Lord your God you shall fear, him you shall serve, and his name alone you shall swear." Satan took Jesus then to Jerusalem, where he put Jesus on top of the temple, a huge building that could be seen for many miles around. It was gleaming white and gold. And he told Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here." Jesus then quoted part of Psalm 91, saying, Satan quoted part of Psalm 91, saying, "He will command his angels regarding you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against a stone." Jesus' response was from Deuteronomy, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test." Satan is trying to manipulate Jesus into doing what Satan wants to gain power over Jesus. Satan's efforts are similar to ours when we pray, "Lord, if you do this for me, then I will do whatever," and make a pledge that we probably cannot keep. We try to get God to prove God loves us by saying, "If you love me, you will prove it." Jesus found his answers to Satan in the scriptures, especially Deuteronomy. Jesus is called the new Israel, and in these temptations, resisted temptation at the same point that the people of Israel had failed. After Jesus resisted every temptation that Satan challenged him with, Satan departs from him until an opportune time. Later in Luke, we learn that this occurred when Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, who was one of the 12. He went away and conferred with the chief priests and officers of the temple about how he might betray Jesus to them. Satan eventually found a way to stop Jesus temporarily. But we know that Jesus overcame the worst that Satan could do. Satan can and will tempt us, but we are able to overcome Satan's temptations with Jesus' help. When we are tempted or tested, we learn much about ourselves, our strengths, and our weaknesses. Many of us find out how little willpower we have if that candy is sitting out somewhere. Through the accounts of how Jesus faced temptation, we also learn about the ongoing conflict between the kingdom of God and the kingdom of Satan. Throughout the book of Luke, incidents are reported where people are struggling with temptations. All of Jesus' ministry can be seen as an attack of the slavery and destruction caused by Satan. Jesus came to earth to fulfill the scriptures, which no other person had been able to do because of the sin with which all people are born since Adam and Eve listened to the devil's temptations in the Garden of Eden. As we learn about Jesus' response to the temptations, we also learn how we can resist temptation. Satan cannot force us to do something. Instead, Satan urges us to do that which we know we should not do. We know that we should not do this, but we often want to do what we should not do anyway. At each baptism, we make promises to teach the Word of God to the person baptized so that they too will know what is God pleasing. Most of all, we need to immerse ourselves in the Word of God so that we know what God is saying to us. Last Sunday's text. In last Sunday's text, God said, listen to him, Jesus. As a church and as individuals, we must know what God is saying to know what is God pleasing and what is not. It is only by immersing ourselves in God's word that we can know what God's will is. Each day, many people have priorities for us, family, friends, employers, and organizations. It is through our knowledge of the Word of God that we can know how to prioritize our life. Many times we're tempted by good things, which separate us from service to God and God's people. But we know that Satan is powerless when Jesus is with us. We are blessed to be able to call on Jesus for strength. Psalm 50 promises, call on me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me. Each time we pray the Lord's Prayer, as we will later in this service, we ask for God's protection from temptation. God allows us to experience temptations, but God never leaves us alone to face temptation. For this, we thank and praise God. Amen.